To be a monumental man, take a course from Husky Dan.
Yeah, and if you want an early grave, be a goon like Husky Dan. Daisy, what in Pete's name are you doing?
I'm bending over and touching my toes 50 times.
Well, if you want to touch your toes, why don't you sit down and do it? It's a lot easier.
I have to do this every night right before bedtime.
That time is only about 8 o'clock.
I know. I just came over to say hello. Then I'll finish my exercises and go home to the snooze stand.
Well, we had a date. We were going roller skating.
Yeah, I know. Sorry. Hey, look at me. Don't you wish you could bend over this far?
No. While you bend over, do you know what I do wish?
What?
I wish you had a long, sharp pin.
Oh, pardon me a minute, gals. I'm going out to the hall for a second. I'll be right back.
He's probably going to wrestle himself. Best two falls out of three. You think he's a little crazy in the head? Oh, just a tad. But don't worry, Marty, dear. It's nothing that a miracle can't cure. Here he comes.
Well, gals, let's wait for an athlete. Oh! Hey, why the 12 o'clock whistle?
James, you're in your underwear.
You're crazy. This is my gym suit. I had it on under my street clothes. Now I'm really going to go to work.
What are you going to do? Hang by your tail from the chandelier?
My dear Polly, I am about to go outside and run my nightly mile around the town. Now let me in quick when I get back, will you, Marty? I don't want to stand around outside and catch cold.
Wait a minute, Debbie. What are you going to do all this running?
Oh, up one street and down another. I'll be back in about 4 minutes flat.
Yeah, flat on your face. Polly, I can hardly believe it. Has he actually gone?
I think so. Let's go and see.